Americana with your hosts,
Benzie and Will.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hello, Americana listeners. Welcome back to a new episode. This week is a special episode because we've got a guest co-host with me is Leo. Say hi.
Hi.
Benzie's feeling a little under the weather, so we've got Leo to fill in her shoes, huh?
I'm happy to help.
Thanks, honey. So do you have, what's up with you? How has your week been, your weekend, anything?
It's so funny because we spent our weekend together, right? It's been good. Really busy, you know, editing the show for you guys. No, I'm kidding.
I know. You've got side projects you do, which we've endorsed on our Instagram, so you guys can check that out. His sticker pack, his art account. I'm gonna just plug you.
shameless plugs, right? Yeah, no, just, you know, same stuff, just kind of, you know, hustling in the day job and just trying to get these side projects off the ground. Really excited about a few of the projects. You know, we'll link them, I guess. Oh, I'll link them to the episode. Just a sticker pack for fellow Dominicans out there that that I've been designing. Really fun stuff just to use on iMessage and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, iMessage is cool. They do have to, like, advertise that a little more. I think I saw my first commercial of that.
For the stickers.
And I think they kind of made it relevant because it's like Beyonce is in the music. Like, yeah. It's Beyonce, so of course people are like, oh, Beyonce.
It's cool. It's cool to see Apple sort of double down. Like, iMessage is such a big deal. Like, it's it's like the reason people stay on iPhone sometimes is so they can, you know.
You know, it's so funny because when I send a message and it turns green, I'm always like disappointed in the person. Right. Like, ew, why is it green?
Are you not on Wi-Fi right now?
What's going on? Like, or like if someone's green for a long time and finally it goes blue, I'm like, oh my God, welcome to the iLife. Like now you're on an iPhone. And so iMessage. Now with the whole option of, like, if someone's calling you and you have the option to, like, do the generic I prefer texting than calling. I mean, besides you.
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right.
I prefer to text people sometimes. But when they call me, I'm just like, is everything okay? You know, are you all right?
Yeah, who calls people anymore?
Yeah, only if it's an emergency, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because even my mom, right, when she's babysitting the baby for us, she'll group message us. And so, you know, throughout the day, she'll send us pictures or whatever. And then, like, randomly she'll call me. But just to see, like, how my day is going. And I'm like, is everything okay? And she's like, yeah, just what time are you going to get home? I'm like,
literally,
oh, Mom, don't do that.
Every time you call me when I'm at work,
like,
I'm about
everything
to go
okay?
I'm going to go into a meeting. And my first, that's how I pick up the phone. What's wrong? Everything okay?
Oh, my God, which is when I was still pregnant. I think every time I would call you, you thought I was, like, in labor or something.
Oh, man. I'm having, like, flashbacks right now.
Are you having contractions? No. Just calling to say hi. So, this is going to be fun. Do you have any rumors for us?
Oh, man, rumors. This really funny one, and it happened on Instagram a couple days ago, so I won't get into all the details, but I follow this account, and it's called Fake Watch Busters.
Yeah.
I've been following it for a while, so me and a few of my friends are really big watch enthusiasts. Not collectors, I'm not on that level. I'm going to act my wage on that one. But we, you know, we love nice watches, and so this account, they basically call out people that are, like, fake stunting on Instagram, right?
Oh,
like,
gosh.
They get fake rollies, and they're taking pictures, and they're, you know, and it's really funny. So they call them out, and, you know, it's, you see it. And it's also, it kind of keeps people on check, right? Like, and people definitely. Who are watch enthusiasts can spot a fake. So when they're posting pictures and they think nobody knows, it's kind of like an inside joke.
I mean, that's for, like, me, because I would be like, oh, that's a nice watch, and you're the one that has to be like, or something like, some watches don't,
they don't make that watch in that color.
Yeah,
right?
They don't make it in that color. If it's a video and it ticks, it's like, fake or something.
Right.
You know?
I shouldn't be able to hear the tick on the watch. So anyway, what's Bow Wow going by these days?
Oh, his real name now, Shad Moss. He's a grown up.
So he apparently was, like, going to New York, and he posted a picture on Instagram of a private jet and a Mercedes limo pulling up to this private jet about him going on some traveling to New York for whatever reason, and he was on a regular commercial flight sitting coach, and somebody saw him, took a picture.
The Spirit Airlines or something?
Probably, but before he got pulled out, right, the United flight. But somebody saw him, and I guess, you know, went to tag him or whatever and realized what was going on. And it was brought to the fake Watchbusters account.
Oh, my
and,
goodness.
You know, this whole parody ensued. I mean, it blew up into this
so
thing.
So that's what the whole Bow Wow challenge is
exactly.
about?
Exactly. So, you know, they even scrolled back in his timeline. I feel bad for him.
Gosh.
So he never specifically said he was on that jet.
Yeah,
but
he's insinuating
he's fake stunting like he was going on this private jet.
That's
sitting coach.
With social media now, you can't lie because, you know, people are to the point where it's like, wait a minute, that thing in the background, that's not where that's supposed to be, right? Like, you're not really there. It's like, you can't fake it because people, man, sleuths out here.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's like, why? You know, why are you trying to front, right? Like, nobody believes
nobody
you.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, first off, nobody cares.
Honestly, it's more respectable and commendable if he's telling, like, oh, on Spirit Airlines, great customer service. Like, I'd be like, okay, he's humble.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, going JetBlue or whatever, like, going with the layman, right?
I know. It's
but
so
now
bad.
If you're studying, like, you're on some fake, because apparently, like, it's a big deal. There's, like, a membership club for, it's called Wheels Up. I only know this because of my housewives. There's a thing where you pay, it's like a country club, but for private jets. And, like, you can kind of call up and just take a private, you just pay to be able to fly, you know, go on a private instead of having to own your own.
Nice. Yeah,
so
that's smart.
That's probably what that picture is, probably one of the commercial ads for that company. Who
no,
knows?
So I didn't even, so if you the I'm telling you, this turned into a huge meme on Instagram. It was so funny because they reversed Google image search that same image.
My God. They did a catfish
and they basically found where he got the image from. And it was like, it was like he Googled the image.
This
you know?
Is so meta, your word, meta, because, oh my gosh, there's an episode of Catfish that someone's acting like Bow Wow. Bow Wow just catfished the internet with this fake jet picture. That just blew my mind.
It's so bad. The irony of that poor that situation is just like, he's trying to put out this persona, this brand. He's trying to put on this brand. And it's fake.
Yeah, because it's... Has he even...
And it just backfired completely because now people are going to hold him at a lower regard.
Oh, now he's a joke.
Yeah, he's a complete
Clearly.
Joke on the internet. And, you know, it'll pass and I'm not saying his career is over.
No,
but he's definitely doesn't... Whatever brand he thought he was building, he just,
wow.
you know, he's looking like United right now, basically.
For sure. Oh, my goodness. For sure. let me see if I have anything. I have... So, in the switch of things, talking about our favorite family, which is not our favorite at all, Tyga and Black Chyna have rekindled their love for one another apparently, and Kylie has moved on to Travis Scott, who I have like a hard time finding, like, who even is Travis Scott?
Travis Scott is like new wave hip hop. Kanye sort of endorsed him.
Well,
I think, I mean, he's out there. You've definitely heard songs on the radio.
Okay, and so Kanye's like scrubbed himself clean from social media. Like, he deleted his Twitter. He had like an Insta, but it was like not really him posting ever, I feel like.
Yeah.
But he's like not on social media anymore, which is a little strange because I feel like we haven't seen him
in
a while. He's maybe making an album.
It's probably for his mental health, to be
honest.
Maybe
that's true too. I mean, I would hope.
Yeah.
And the whole Kim is like not wearing jewelry, not doing all this stuff. Like, she went on Ellen and was saying, like, I might never wear an engagement ring or my ring anymore. Maybe I'll wear fake jewelry if I ever wear jewelry, just because she's traumatized from the robbery or whatever. But, you know, we all have our ideas on that. What else? There's basketball playoffs.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. Not really, because Sixers never make it, so.
Yeah, so, our Orlando Magic is, I don't even want to bring it up in conversation.
We go to their games.
Yeah,
which
we go.
It's sad, because we go because they practically give away those tickets.
Yeah.
Let's be real, they're like $20 each, and whenever we've been, it's never been packed.
No, you know, it is. It's funny because the last game we went to, OKC was in town.
Oh, you went to that one. The
right,
last
right.
one I went to was LeBron. LeBron was here.
Oh, yeah. So those games, I mean, it's a little sad when the opponent's team has more people cheering.
Yeah.
But you know what? let me defend Orlando a little bit. You know, we had our superstar before he was traded, Oladipo.
Yeah.
And he got traded to OKC. And so when we played OKC, of course, people were cheering for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, we consider him, you know, one of our
own. It's sad because the Orlando Magic, they were good at one point.
And Jason
McGrady, you know, and he was
T-Mac
here.
And then before that, Shaq, you know. And it's fun, you know. We can come back. It's just not going to be anytime soon.
No.
I like our coach, but we need some better players.
Yeah, but so right now, it's obviously, you know, we know Golden State is in there.
Yeah. As we record, I think it's 3-2 Celtics against Wizards, and the winner is going to play the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Golden Spurs. State and Spurs are going to start on the West.
Spurs, man, what a dynasty. Because I feel like they've been in the playoffs for a lot.
The West is going to be interesting to watch. But honestly, it felt like it was going to be Cavs and Warriors.
Again?
Who
do you think will win this time? Well, can't believe Golden State lost that 3-0 lead, man.
I want Golden State to win.
Because you're a Durant fan.
Right. Some people hating on this idea of like the dream team or whatever. Like, people forget basketball is a team sport.
Yeah.
What's wrong with having you know, and LeBron got criticized for going to Miami, but I didn't criticize him for it.
No. Sometimes if leaving, like, people can understand.
I criticize how he did it.
He did it in a bad way.
Yeah.
I would say that. He's a diva.
I criticize how he did it.
But he's forever been a diva. He forever will be a diva. I mean,
let's be honest. He is the best player in the league, or one of the best. If you don't regard him as the best, he's one of the best all around players in the league. And you know, he's gonna go down in history for it. He's breaking all kinds of records, whatever.
Great.
Golden State being the dream team still feel like the underdog, and because they lost last year. And
I
so
can't believe that.
I always sort of root for the underdog anyway. But to me, even though Cleveland represents the East and we're in the East, I want Golden State.
Yeah.
I want Durant to get a ring finally.
Durant is just like a human Gumby. Like, he's so, like, he's so like skinny but tall. He's like a grasshopper, he looks like. He looks so fragile. Oh, so I have a little rumor that'll kind of perfectly tie us into our topic of today. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was reading an article about Sarah Koenig, right? Because there's this new podcast that's under the umbrella of Serial, right? And it's called S-Town. And so there's an article where Sarah Koenig, they're interviewing her, and she's saying, like, you know, that she got a little upset or hurt. Her feelings were hurt when people were saying that S-Town was a better podcast than Serial. And for me, you know, I was just like, hold up a second. Who is saying that? Because I listened to one. How many episodes did we get through?
Of S-Town?
Oh, yeah, that I got through with you. Like, one or two?
Maybe one and a half.
And it's terrible.
I disagree. I
thought it was awful. Mostly because Serial was it for me. And if anyone knows Leo, like, throughout our whole dating, like, our whole relationship, you would always, like, you would start your conversations with, so I was listening to a podcast, and, so I heard this on a podcast, or, you know, I heard this thing on a podcast the other day, and I'm just like, oh my God, do you not listen to the radio or anything? Because all you listen to is podcasts.
It's 2017, nobody listens to the radio.
And then 1 year, when I was in school in Rhode Island, and I was taking the bus home for Thanksgiving, it was while, you know, Serial was out, and you were like, listen to this podcast, you're gonna like it. And honestly, it was like, how many episodes were out? Like, maybe like 7 of the whole series.
Right.
So I binged them the whole time, like the whole bus ride. I was like, oh my God. I like got to my sister's house and I told my brother-in-law, and I was like, Dan, you need to listen to this. So like, he got hooked on to, like, everybody. Serial is awesome. And then I got on par where I had to wait for every week. And that was, like, stressful for me. That's when I would just be like, and now I feel like I'm like,
I wanted to give you the biggest I told you so after. Because it's funny, and Wilkie knows this about me, but I'm really big in tech. Like, I'm a really big Apple guy. Not a fanboy. Just believe in good tech.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a graphic designer by trade, so I care a lot about design and all aspects. And that has something to do with it. But I'm always looking out for new tech. And I've been a podcast listener since the early days. Yeah. Like, before people knew what it was. Serial, and if you listen to, if you're listening to this, you obviously know what podcasts yeah. are. But, you know, it brought podcasts to the mainstream. It wasn't, yeah. you know, usually before you'd say podcast and people wouldn't know what
so
you were talking about.
So you're the hipster of podcasts that you listened to it before no, it was cool?
No, I'm the early adopter, right? So it was just funny because it was like, well, he did not want to.
I would like get annoyed sometimes because yeah. you would say that little phrase. So I heard this on a podcast or yeah. I listened to this podcast and I'm like, oh my God, stop.
And then after it was like, you see,
I don't even know what a podcast is. I didn't know what a podcast was.
Fast forward to now, you have your
own podcast. And I have my own podcast with Ben Z. Isn't that
so
crazy?
So basically, you're welcome. This is what I need to say. No, I'm kidding.
No, but so today, what I wanted to talk about with you, since you put me onto podcast, I wanted to. For you to share your top five, our top five.
Okay.
Benzie, that was for Benzie quoting Drake. Yeah. So his top five and my top five.
I have to tell you, this has been giving me anxiety throughout the day because.
And how hard was it to narrow it down for you? Because literally, how many, like, let's just see, how many are you subscribed to?
I have, if no joke, I have at least 40 in my queue.
Oh my God.
And I have a playlist. But. You know, so what I did for this, I have tons, and I have a bunch of, like, notables that I'll probably just, you know, spitfire mention
notables.
At the end.
You sound so knowledgeable about
listen,
it. Listen, notables
I can speak, this podcast episode, this is probably going to be a short episode just because, but I could probably talk for a couple for hours days. At least.
Okay, so first let's do this. What's your favorite app to listen to it? Because I know there's
perfect.
So many.
So favorite app is one called Overcast. And it's funny because I listened to a podcast a few years ago mm-hmm. about the guy that eventually designed this app. So okay. The Overcast is designed by an app developer called Marco Arment. And he has his own. He used to have a podcast called Build and Analyze, and it was basically it talked about app development early years. And he ended that one, started another podcast by accident with two other friends. It was supposed to be a car podcast, and it was funny because they're like car hobbyists, but they didn't really know what they were talking about.
Yeah.
So they named the podcast Neutral, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was only like five episodes. But what ended up happening is that towards the end of that podcast, mm-hmm. they'd find themselves talking about tech. And so what they did was start a new podcast with those three people, and they called it the Accidental Tech Podcast. And so that's one of the podcasts that on my list, and
okay,
I'll start my
five. Okay, so
I'll start my list there.
In no order in particular.
Right. Let me make that clear. So my list in my criteria was five podcasts that I listen to every week, and that's how I was able to narrow it down.
Okay.
Because there's some other ones that, you know, they're kind of released seasonally, kind of like Serial that
okay,
we mentioned.
Yeah.
And so I have some of those, but these are ones that usually like my commute to work or on my break or whenever I have downtime, mm-hmm. washing the car, whatever, I listen to these. And these are the ones on the top of my playlist. So Accidental Tech Podcast. And by the way, we'll link these. So if you guys want to check them out,
yeah,
that is one of the ones I listen to. And so basically, I mean, I'm going to be honest, straight nerds. Like I'm nerdy.
Is that the one with the hot stopper?
No, not that
one.
Oh,
okay.
No. That's another one.
Because there's some that we've listened to a little bit, and I think they're hilarious. Like the time when we drove to Jersey. Which
oh,
one did you have me listen to?
Hello, Internet.
Oh, Hello, Internet. Okay, they're funny.
They're great, yeah. They didn't make my top five because they released maybe like once a month. And
okay.
so, but they're great. I'm telling you, I can't. This is hard. I couldn't put them in any particular order. But just to round off Accidental Tech Podcast, listen to it if you are a tech enthusiast and you like Apple stuff.
Okay.
Otherwise, it probably won't.
So, no Android users.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. Because they talk about, they get in deep. And it is really nerdy.
So
but
what
if
do
you
they
like,
do? Do they like do special episodes after Apple releases something?
They do. They talk every week about basically what's new in tech. So like, for example, the Amazon Look just was announced. And the Amazon, there's a video screen one. I'm forgetting the name. Let's say these new Amazon products, that basically it's like Alexa. Oops. Okay. I don't want to activate anybody's Alexa.
I know. I think they changed that though. But so are they talking about
whatever?
Do they have any ideas of what the new iPhone is going to look like?
Yeah. So they spend a lot of time speculating.
Okay.
And these are guys that, you know, they either work in or have been doing this kind of stuff.
You know what I realized? I know we're going on a tangent, but you know what I realized? That with Apple, if you really like how you, for instance, how you kind of know things based on what Apple files, like for patents.
Yeah.
So like, I think like us regular, like me, I don't care. Like I don't care enough to go in and detail, right, look for what they've patented, right, and what is in the making. But like, I know you tell me things like, oh, so Apple filed to get this, so it might be incorporated soon, right? Like, so you know that there's, they patented a screen size.
And the funny thing with that kind of stuff is Apple is very tricky and they're very secretive about all of their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they also patent every single idea that they can patent.
Yeah.
And so a lot of stuff gets patented and gets out, and it's not really that helpful, honestly, because what ends up happening is that people think, well, Apple patented this crazy thing. And mm-hmm. it's like, well, they came up with it, so they're gonna protect it. And kind of throws people off the scent.
Yeah, like little nuggets of, okay, so maybe it's going to be, you know, ultrasonic. Or who knows, right? Okay. So mine, I'm going to obviously start with what got me interested in podcast is Serial. But the first season.
Yeah.
First season with Adnan, like, that whole thing. I love Sarah Koenig's voice. I loved Serial. I can go on and on. I loved it. It's, true crime is, like, my obsession. I love it. But the second season lost me. I didn't even, it was awful.
You know, it dragged on a little too long, and
the character was just not likable. Right. I didn't care what he,
right.
Adnan, it almost made me question myself, because I was like, this is so sad. This guy is still in jail. I think he might be innocent, right?
Right, right.
Or maybe he did it, but he's still in jail and he probably shouldn't be, right?
And even if he did it,
he's being exploited, because it's just got to the point where I just was like, oh, I don't even know. And then I started listening to other podcasts that were based on Serial. So like, there was another podcast that was it's called Undisclosed. And that's where...
Is that on your list?
No. Okay. But it's like the friend who brought the case to Sarah Koenig, she's on there. And she's a lawyer, you know, so she was giving her legal and different other perspectives too. So it was really good to be together. But it was one of those like, oh my God, it's just such a black hole that you just get, you know, sucked into. Like, is he guilty or not? I don't know. So then that's enough reasonable doubt for him to not be in jail, you know? I don't know.
No, and the thing about that in that story that's interesting, and I'm not spoiling anything by saying this, mm-hmm. but, like, the case happened 15 years before the podcast came out.
Yeah.
And he had been in jail ever since. So he was found guilty. But what you realize is there wasn't really enough evidence.
At all.
You know, there was a lot of circumstantial stuff. So when you think of somebody who was capable of murder, you think of a certain type of person. And the problem with the show and what makes it so compelling is that the character that you hear, because you hear him a lot in the podcast, he's interviewed by Sarah Koenig, you start to like him as a person.
Yes.
And it challenges your own ethos. Yeah. Like, how can you like this person who possibly committed a murder? Yeah. Or maybe he didn't. But a lot of the stuff is so circumstantial. And it even makes you question how long ago it happened and how much can you remember? Like, can you remember what you wore?
That's what I was going to say. That's what drew me in. It was like a book. You know, like, for me to get sucked into a book, it's the first page. Like, the if I don't like it, and I'm just like, no. Yeah. But this, like, the first episode, Sarah's like, you know, she's asking her nephew, what did he do last week? And then he's like, and then I'm thinking to myself, I don't even remember what I did two days ago.
Yeah, what did I have for lunch yesterday? I forgot.
She starts asking, like, how'd you get to work? What did you eat? What did you wear? And I'm like,
and what you realize,
I don't know. Oh my God, right? What? So that was automatic, pulled me in, and I was hooked. I was just like, this is nuts.
And I'd be remiss if I don't mention that Sarah Koenig was a longtime producer for This American Life.
Yeah, that one's on my list.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I just wanted to say, because This American Life, as far as storytelling goes, and that's the thing. They're just amazing, amazing storytellers. It's just like a movie, mm-hmm. you know, but you have to imagine the visuals.
Yeah, and they make it so easy because it's like it was a rainy day, and it's like, you know, rain hitting the window or something. It's awesome.
Yeah, amazing, top quality podcast. Right. Yeah. It's not like, you know, two people talking in a room.
Don't knock us. Okay.
No. But don't knock us. It's a different kind of podcast. Yeah. Very, very heavily produced and really good.
So, Accidental Tech
ATP. Serial for me. Okay. ATP Serial. Okay.
What about you now?
Oh, next one. So, I'm just going to keep on this theme a little bit because, like I said, I'm a little bit of a tech enthusiast. Another podcast I listen to weekly is called The Talk Show by John Gruber, and
no idea who he is.
Yeah, if you, like I said, if you're a fan of Apple and you've been following them for a while, then you probably know who John Gruber is.
Okay.
And he is, I looked up to him for several reasons. Like, he started his own independent business, became mm-hmm. really successful.
Is this the Daring?
Yeah, he has a blog, a tech blog or an Apple blog called Daring Fireball. Mm-hmm. And so he has a weekly podcast, and he gets regular people within the industry in which he talks to. He speculates a lot about what might happen, and he analyzes a lot of what's happened in the past, and he has a really good design sensibility.
I like this guy because you told me about him, and he's gutsy. First of all, he lives in Philly, so he lives in my hometown, but he's a Dallas fan.
Listen.
So first of all, he's got guts because he lives in the place where they poop inside of Dallas anything, and you know there was in the draft a couple weeks ago. There was a statue, and people were literally pooping inside of the statue because it was dressed in Cowboys attire.
Yeah, I don't know how he...
I don't know how he survives there.
He's a Yankees fan.
And he's a Yankees fan.
He takes the train to the city to watch, you know, Yankees games. And I just don't get it. He lives in Philly, and he was born and raised there. But I guess his father was a Cowboys fan, and so he grew up watching. And there's actually this huge phenomenon, not to get off too much of this tangent.
Like Cowboys is the American...
But basically, the Cowboys was the only team that was televised early on. And so America became a fan of the Cowboys. And that's just... That was just the stuff. But it's funny that you say that because he had a recent interview with Lisa Jackson, and she's like Apple's vice president of like environment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really nice interview. But the first thing she asks him is like, "You're a Cowboys fan?"
In disbelief.
Yeah. How are you in Philly?
Anytime.
And she was talking about how she married into the Mets, like her husband's a Mets fan and that kind of stuff. I think she's a Giants fan, which, whatever, you know, if you're from there, but the idea of being a Cowboys fan from Philly is like. It's crazy.
Like, what the, are you just trying to be the hipster and be like, I'm not going to go.
But you know what? Eagles. Respect and for
Yeah,
for
definitely
the
respect him for living there and being like, sticking to his fan base. But
smart guy. And same recommendation as earlier. If you're not really into Apple and stuff, I mean, give it a shot. I mean, if you're interested in what they're doing now with all the new stuff and mm-hmm. you want to maybe get some insight into what might be coming.
Yeah.
As far as Apple products,
and you,
or
I
iPhone.
Do catch you on his like website. You like it. You read
yeah,
it.
Yeah. He links a lot of interesting stuff. I like it because it's like I don't have to check 15 different websites. I mm-hmm. just kind of go to his and he puts. If he posts it, it's like credible. It's like you know, whatever your most credible news source is mm-hmm. for a given topic, that's what he is for me when it comes to Apple news and tech news.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So what is that one called again?
It's called The Talk Show by John Gruber.
Okay, keeping on with sports, for me would be Bill Simmons.
Ah, you stole that one from me.
I do like Bill Simmons. Now he's got a show on HBO.
The BS podcast.
Yeah, the BS podcast. He's great. First of all, I like his voice.
His show on HBO is Any Given Wednesday.
Any Given Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But his podcast, and he rounds out, you know, talks about sports. I mean, he used to be on ESPN.
Yeah.
And, you know, had his little ordeal, but now he's better off, honestly.
Yeah, I love his whole podcast empire thing that he's built. Like, it's,
and I'm more for people who aren't biased. Like, I can't watch Skip Bayless because he's just so in his ways. Like, it's besides just him being a Dallas fan. It's just I don't know. Like, you can't be biased when you're talking about sports, for me. Like, you need to just be, report the news and that's it, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I have a hard time with that. But Bill Simmons is pretty unbiased. I mean, not with when it comes to the Patriots, yeah, right? He loves the Patriots. But I think besides that, he's pretty...
Yeah. No, I get that. And that, I was going to say, you know, I don't really have much time to watch ESPN and sports.
Yeah, I don't watch ESPN.
I catch up. It's funny because this day and age, like, you can get so much information so quickly on the app, even on social. Like, I follow a few Instagram accounts, and they just feed me the information I want to know. You know, yeah. I follow the Eagles when I want to know Eagle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill Simmons is like my fix, and his analysis, his interviews are actually really great.
Really good.
Like, he sat down with Kevin Durant on earlier this year,
mm-hmm.
and it's like the insight that you can get directly from a player in this kind of setting where you can say whatever you want. This is like the beauty of podcasts. Like, he's able to take advantage of this kind of platform.
Yeah, and he can say what he wants, because let's be honest, that's why he's no longer with ESPN, is because he
spoke his mind
right. and said something about Goodell, which, FYI, any sports fan hates. Nobody likes Goodell.
Yeah, exactly.
So whatever he said, I was all about it. But, you know, so now he's kind of like unapologetically him. He's on HBO where he can say whatever he feels like. And now he's on his podcast where he can say whatever he feels like. And you're just like, okay, yeah, I feel you, Bill.
His whole podcast thing and his whole website is called The Ringer. But it's good. And he's got some other podcasts on there and, you know, different sports breaks down. But definitely... Bill Simmons podcast, a must.
Definitely.
He's
co-signed by both of us.
Yeah.
We both subscribe to him. He's good.
Bill Simmons, send us some money.
Brought to you by
Dunkin' Donuts. No. You'll get that reference if you listen to this podcast.
So what's
next
for
me?
Next?
Let's see. Since you got that one, I listen to a lot of design podcasts, but one that I think that you guys will get a lot of value from, and that's kind of like for anybody, is one called 99% Invisible.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and so this is another podcast. Yeah, no, I really like it. And you don't get it right away, but then after a while you get it. And so the idea basically is good design goes unnoticed. So a lot of everything in the world is designed, and you know, I can go on a whole spiel, but basically. When it's good, you know, it's like 99% invisible, right? It just delights you. And that's probably that 1%. But, and I'm not probably explaining it the way he would, but it's really cool. Week by week, he releases a show. They're usually about half an hour long. And they talk about different things. Like, one of my favorite episodes was they talk about the invention of elevators and how they came to be. And they talk about cool architectural structures that were built and... different things, like he had this whole episode about flags and how important flags are, and he actually turned it into a TED Talk. And so it actually kickstarted this whole movement of people trying to get their local flags redesigned, because basically,
oh my god, the Orlando one just got redesigned.
Oh, and it's in the process. And
we kind of talked about that last week.
Yeah, and that was actually, it's funny because on the Orlando website, they reference his TED Talk.
Oh, it's awesome.
So he, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, he just calls, he brings attention to these things that are 99% invisible. You sort of understand the history. Why are certain things in our environment designed the way they are?
I would have never thought elevators was designed. Or, like, I would have thought that's, like, more architectural. But I guess that is design in some kind of way, right?
Yeah, and it's all kinds of design and where things come from.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, it's not like, super nerdy in some of my other choices. This is just, like, an insight into the world around you.
That's cool. Like, how it's made, kind of.
Yes, yes.
Like that. Okay.
It's a lot like that. The history of things.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So, that's cool. What's yours? It's called 99% Invisible.
Yes.
I'll go to This American Life. That's another one that's co-signed by both of us. Because I got, after I listened to Serial, you said, well, you'll probably like This American Life. And you hit it again because I love it. First of all, I love Ira Glass.
He's funny.
I think his name is just cool. Yeah. Ira Glass. And the shows are just awesome. Because I like the... Serial was good because it was like one constant story.
Right.
But This American Life, it's kind of like, what's going to be next? Like, what cool story is going to be?
Yeah, he always teases it at the end of the current episode, too. Like, next episode.
Yeah, and just the production value is so great. And just the episodes are just awesome. Like, there was one I listened to that I really loved. It was about a bus driver who was on his, like, daily thing, and, like, when he was done, like, instead of going back and parking up for the night, like, he just kept driving.
Wow.
And just, like, ended up in, like, he ended up here in Florida, and, you know, was just, like, decided one day he just wanted to drive on the bus, and you're just, like, what? So all the trouble he got in, but then, like, he was, like, no, I'll be back. Like, he explored Florida for a little while, because he was, like, I've never been out of this bus route. Like, he had never traveled.
Wow.
And he was just like, just gonna go. And then got back, and like, they were really understanding. Like, it was just really good, that whole episode. Because yeah. You're like, this poor guy. But then it's also like, how many laws are you? Like, practically stole a bus, you
know? But it's crazy because it's the idea of it, right? It's like, what happens if you just go? You just leave everything and just go. Yeah,
no. Go for vacation and then just come back. But it's just like, you know.
This American Life is, again, like we said earlier, it's so well produced, and you get lost in the stories. So it's heavy. I warn you, it's emotional stuff.
Yeah, but some are
that's
really
what makes
sad.
It so good.
Some, like, I've heard one of, like, this teenager, this girl who had just, she was, like, in a really tough relationship, but it was, like, and it's cool because it starts off with, like, her counselor, and she just goes in weekly, and, like, and then, like, her own story, like, she breaks up with the guy, but then they get back together. And then, like, they follow her story, like, a couple months later. And, like, she's back with the guy. Like, they had broken up, but she's back with him. And, like, she comes in, and he had, like, abused her. So she's like, why are you still with... You know, like, it was one of those, like, you're almost like, come on, what are you doing? Leave him, you know? Like, you become their friend, or you'd listen to their story. No, but it's really great, This American Life. Definitely a must. Awesome. A must listen.
So, for my fifth...
Is that already our fifth? Because I still have two more here.
You have two more? Oh, you know why? Because Bill Simmons was
one of yours. Sorry.
So, jump to your...
So, my other one, which is Sword and Scale. I'm into some really...
There's some mystery. It's the mystery and the crime.
Yeah, Sword and Scale might be my, like, after my other one, but this is my second.
And this one's strong. This one is...
Sword and Scale, I've cried listening to it.
It's kind of like Law and Order, but real stories.
Real stories, because what Sword and Scale does is he uses real, actual 911 phone calls and, like, court sessions, like, there's actual recordings of that. And so the 911 calls, man, they are awful. Like, there was one I made you listen to it because I was so, like, I couldn't.
Oh, man.
The 911
gave me nightmares.
Of Florida.
Yeah.
It was
like a road rage that ended in
yeah, and so the wife was on, like, you know, there was two people, and it was a misunderstanding. That's what it was, just like, oh, my God. And I think I made Leo listen to it because I was like, I'm never going to honk at people again. Because coming from Philly and Jersey, and we have road rage. We do.
Yeah.
And I listened to this episode, and I was just like, oh, my God. Like, it's crazy because here in Florida, you can carry a weapon.
Yeah.
So it's, you don't know if the car next to you, they have a gun, and they're able to, you know?
And you don't know what's going on in their lives.
Yeah. So this guy, this one episode in particular, they're, you know, the guy has a tractor trailer, or is like, you know, a landscaper, him and his wife, and they've got their daughter in the car too. And then he cuts someone off, And the guy he cut off is calling 911 and saying, like, this guy just cut me off. He's got a tractor. Like, he should know how to drive better, right? But then that guy follows the tractor trail, like the right. landscaper.
He becomes aggressive following
him. Yeah, becomes aggressive. So the landscaper, the guy, he calls, the wife calls 911 and is like, this guy has been tailing us, like, you know, the whole way home, and now I'm scared. Like, do I go home? I don't know. Like, he's honking, like, being aggressive, and the 911 operator's like, well, don't go home. Don't take him to your house. So then so they're calling 911 on each other.
Yeah.
Long story short, like, the aggressor cuts him off and gets in front, and then the landscaper follows him now, and the first one takes him to his house. He does go home because he's like, well, I've got a gun and I'm gonna shoot this guy
if
he gets on my property. So he dragged him to his house because here it's stand your ground law.
Right.
So it was like that episode was hard because the wife was still on the 911 call when the guy shot him, and all you hear is a little baby in the background like, no, no, not my dad, and I'm just like, oh my god, he shot him in front of his daughter.
Yeah, it's so sad because you can see, you know, you see the misunderstanding taking place. You see both sides,
and you're just like, oh god,
and you're listening to both of them talk to the cop, and you know, you see where they make the mistake. You
yeah,
know, the guy getting aggressive and following him, then cutting him off and
it's
going
haunting.
Home, and then it coincided that they both lived in the same neighborhood.
So
the
like,
guy wasn't, the guy who ended up getting shot wasn't even tailing him. Mm-hmm. He was going home.
Yeah.
But then decided out of anger to then stop and say something to the man, not realizing that the guy was already
purposely
gun loaded.
Home. Yeah.
And telling the police, if he gets out of his car and steps on my property, I'm going to shoot.
But so the whole thing was he never got on his property. So that's what another thing with this show is so great, because it like analyzes law.
Right.
So they brought in someone who's like an expert on stand your ground law and why it's a law in Florida in the first place and how far it goes. Like, technically stand your ground law like goes to your parking all the way to the street.
Right.
Because that's still your lot or something. So he was in the street, so it still counted for that. So it was just like, oh my god, like this is so depressing but so great at the same time. I don't know. I'm a big true crime person, like I said before. So that Sword and Scale, and that show is really well produced too.
Yeah, really cool.
Really well produced. It's just great.
So it's fun. It's kind of like, you know, it's funny because we both have commutes to work,
mm-hmm.
and this kind of stuff, it's like a movie for your ears.
Yeah.
It's an amazing story. You can get
it
lost
in. It, like, transports you, because that's what reading for me is, too. Like, you know, with books, before they become movies, you kind of, like, picture what this character looks like, and you're just like, okay, I can imagine this and this.
Well, the story just becomes so much bigger in your mind.
Yeah, and so I guess this is what Audible has done to books, right?
Right.
Like, it has put it into somewhere. So now podcast is kind of like the story you didn't know because you're not reading it, you're listening to it. So it's
and they're
kind
enhanced,
of
right? Because now there's enhanced music, there's mm-hmm. sound effects, they're produced, stories being told a different way. Really cool stuff.
Okay, so our final one.
You can go ahead.
No, you go. I was talking for a lot. You can go.
No, okay. I'm really just trying to avoid it.
No, you hang up first. No, I'm kidding.
I'm really just trying to avoid it because I couldn't decide between a few. But, so there's this podcast I listen to called The Brilliant Idiots Podcast. And they're very controversial. So I hesitate.
But they are funny.
They're hilarious.
They're great, too.
So it's two hosts, Charlamagne the God, he's a really famous radio personality.
Mm-hmm. Breakfast Club.
He's part of the Breakfast Club. And then the other host is a good friend of his, Andrew Schultz, who's like a stand-up comedian, and he's also an actor.
Okay.
And he's been in a few things here and there. They're both really funny. So Andrew Schultz is white, Charlamagne is black. They both talk about race a lot. They talk about current events, like what's going on in politics. Political correctness.
Yeah, because you know what?
Hip hop culture, a bunch of things. And they're just so entertaining. Like, I gotta be honest.
Charlamagne is like an acquired taste, though, because back in the day, I think he's toned down a lot. Back in the day, he was on the radio, and I would listen to him in Philly, and he's awful. Like, the things that would come out of his mouth, you're just like, what the, what are you saying,
right? Yeah, like, his whole thing is just, like, shock value.
Yeah, definitely. And so I never liked him. And then here, there's the Breakfast Club, and I'm like, all right, I can agree with that. Some things I still don't agree with a lot with, yeah, about with him. But he's become more into the political scene, which I think this whole political
culture, in culture general,
now is, yeah, like, more in the forefront. So
we're sort of forced to pay attention.
Yeah, and so he's kind of brought it to the like people who would otherwise not pay attention. So he's kind of made it mainstream, maybe.
Yeah, no, and it's, their perspective is funny because it's, truthfully speaking, if you're not a political person, then you probably don't have a lot of insight or opinions, mm-hmm, on what's been going on. And so I look at them, and it's very similar to myself, same perspective. Like, I know, and I, mm-hmm, you know, I know what's on the mainstream news because that's, yeah, my only source of it. And so listening, yeah, to them talk about it is interesting.
And it's, like, lighthearted sometimes. Yeah. Like, you're just like, no, it's such a heavy topic that you need to laugh about it, yeah, sometimes.
They're really funny. You know, yeah. Andrew Schultz is hilarious. And they're, you know, they're buddies, so they're not afraid to kind of take jabs at each other, poke fun.
I think one of the episodes that I listened to, I think they weren't recording together, but so Charlamagne had to babysit, and so the baby was in the background, oh, remember? Yeah. And then, yeah, there was, like, the toilet flushed, and Andrew Saltz is like, what the hell, are you in the bathroom? He's like, well, you know, you gotta record, can't, don't I? And then they are funny.
Yeah, yeah. Explicit, but in a funny way. But yeah, no, definitely check that out. If you're into just regular culture entertainment, these guys are funny. If you like stand-up comedy, like that sort of brand of humor, this falls in line right with that. And hip-hop culture, too, they talk about that. So if you're a fan of hip-hop and you want to know what's going on. But yeah, no, they're funny.
So mine, my favorite is my favorite. You guys all know. You all know by now that I'm a housewife fanatic, Bravo, all day, every day. So watch What Crappens, which is by far, the name alone cracks me up. Because if you know Bravo with Andy Cohen, he has a show that's called Watch What Happens. And he does, like, a post show every time, like, an episode is out. Like, on Mondays, he'll recap Southern Charmed at 11, you know, on his show.
So what The Talking Dead was for The Walking Dead.
Exactly, is what, okay, Watch What Happens is for Bravo, right? So the podcast is Watch What Crappens. And these two guys are the funniest guys. I die. And I make Lil listen to. They make songs. They impersonate housewives dead on. Like, they got their each accent perfect. And they recap the episode, and it's just so funny. They're just the best. They really are. Listen to them, because they like recap the episode in a way where you're just like, yes, exactly, I was just thinking that, or this housewife is terrible. They just recap the Atlanta reunion, and their episode names are the best. They're so funny. And they're just, I just love it. If you're a Bravo fan, watch Your Crappens, definitely. And if you're like, and they don't just do Real Housewives, they do Southern Charm, they do Below Deck. They kind of do all the shows on Bravo.
All the Bravo shows?
Yeah, all the Bravo shows. And it's just great.
The good thing about shows like that is that there's like inside jokes.
Yes.
From the show.
So David?
So it's really cool to see you interact and like, oh, and even the time that, you know, because you put the, I gotta fess up and be honest, you know, I don't control the remote when we're both home.
Yeah.
So she watches her shows no matter what. And, you know, whatever, right? Like, you know, happy life.
Yeah.
So I hear it and I know, like, I vaguely know. I get them confused with which town, you know, whatever. Yeah. You know, the Housewives of Atlanta, I don't know. But it's hilarious because I see my wife cracking up, and then in the car, when they imitate, and then you're just, like, dying where you can't breathe.
Because I'm like, yes, that's exactly what they sound like. That's just how they would do. Like, they've done the song, the David song, with the Real Housewives of Beverly, of Orange County. And And they do, because one of the housewives, she calls her husband, like, a lot, says his name a lot, and his name's David. So they made, like, a ringtone. So that's one thing that they do, perks. Like, if you subscribe to them and, like, donate to them, they'll send you ringtones, nice. But of them singing songs in the Real Housewives voices. It's just the best. They're just so funny.
Awesome.
So definitely, definitely watch your crappins. And then I have a couple notables that, as a new podcaster and, you know, joining podcast groups, and there's a lot of podcasts on Facebook. If any of you guys have Facebook, you should definitely join the Facebook group Podcast We Listen To. And it's like a forum where everybody kind of just rings in on what they like. And I've gotten a lot of suggestions from that Facebook group. I've listened to some. The True Crime Garage
nice. Is
one I picked up from that Facebook group. And then there's Support Brown Podcast, which technically we fall under. We're part of that group. And
yeah,
it's,
for sure.
There's other mentions like Tamarindo Podcast, Latinos Who Lunch, Café con Pam.
All great podcasts.
And so definitely Facebook is one of those tools that I'll be honest, I deleted my Facebook during college.
Yeah,
and
same.
I've kind of had to relearn, and it's almost like so much there's so much on Facebook, but it's also a great tool to find podcasts and see what you like. And you can even like say, hey, I'm looking for recommendations for, I don't know, there's so many niches for, like, there's specific one about crafting, and you can go to that.
Well, and that's kind of how you have to look at it. It's a tool, you know?
Yeah.
You use it to find these things. But yeah, it's a huge network on there.
Yeah, and podcasts in general, like, there's a podcast for anything and everything.
Yeah.
So definitely thank you for putting me onto podcast because, hey, look, now we're on a podcast, and that's pretty cool, right?
That's
the listener
awesome.
Has become the host, and I still listen. I love podcasts.
It's fun. I mean, it's funny because you guys may know this already, but, like, I edit these podcasts for my wife and Benzi. And it's fun. I listen to them. I love listening to them. And as cheesy as it may sound, like, if I'm at work or something and I listen to one of their episodes, I feel like I'm with them. You know, it's one of those things where even for that kind of stuff, like, you're doing things and you just want something in the background.
Yeah, it's become a way to have background noise, but have it be, I don't know, like, with Watch What Crappens, I feel like they're my friends.
It's entertainment, and like, it's like you're hanging with friends,
yeah.
Or it's educational. A lot of the stuff for me is educational, but it's educational. It's like edutainment a little bit. Like, I get
that's
entertained.
That's a good word, yeah.
I can't take credit for it. I'm pretty sure I heard that in a podcast somewhere.
But it's like you're from, what's that movie? This one time at Bandcamp. Lails that version up. So this time, I heard this on a podcast.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast, and
it's like, I either read it from an article or I heard it on a podcast.
That's right.
So
to just close it out.
Wait, I have some noteworthy.
Okay, sorry, you didn't tell me. What?
Are you kidding? Like, sorry guys, this is going to go on for like another hour.
Obviously, the Americana podcast is in our notables.
Yes, obvious, the Americana plug.
Plugging ourselves.
To all your friends. Rate, review, subscribe, please.
Yes.
No, but I just wanted to mention too. I don't know if you are a fan of Malcolm Gladwell, a notable New York Times bestselling author.
Okay.
Tipping Point, bunch of other great books about a bevy of topics. But he's really, really smart. Regular New York Times, the New Yorker columnist.
Mm-hmm.
He has a podcast called Revisionist History.
That's a cool name.
It's really well produced, and it talks about what the title sort of implies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like things that we don't really realize, and then you kind of go back and you understand how things were, you know, and just give it a listen. Anybody that will listen to it will enjoy it, I promise you. Super entertaining and sort of edutainment. It's entertaining too. It's educational too, I mean. So I want to mention that if you are a designer, if you're interested in design, if you like anything on like from that side of things, two podcasts that I listen to a lot, and they kind of keep me sharp in what's going on in the design world. One of them is called The Observatory.
Okay.
And one of the hosts on that is one of my favorite designers right now. He's done so many awesome things in his career.
It's so crazy how these big top people have podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because podcasts, and this is a whole other topic, but they've brought to light a lot of people that probably wouldn't normally be famous. But like, I can tell you right now, Michael Beirut, the host that I'm talking about in the Observatory, mm-hmm. in the design community, he's top. You know what I mean? Like, people know who he is. If you're big into graphic design, you know who Michael Beirut is. And at the very least, you know of his work.
Is he the one that did the Mad Men sculpture that you like? Him sitting on the Don Draper.
He did that. He's done a lot of really great work.
Oh, that's awesome.
I won't get too much into it now. Another one I like is called Design Matters. And there's like a play on words there, like, mm-hmm. you know. Matters regarding design and also the importance of design.
Right.
Hosted by Debbie Millman. Again, I'll link all of these. But that one's really cool. She just interviews, again, top people, right? People that top design people that have done all kinds of work that mm-hmm. you experience every day, but you don't realize that people put a lot of thought into. And it's just really cool. Really
cool. No, design is cool because it's one of those things that things are designed like logos, for instance. Like, there's logos that are so, like the New York Times one that you're saying. Like, that one, you know that font, you know everything. Even the New Yorker is really something that you see and you're like, yes, I know that's the New York Times thing. So design, it does matter.
Sure.
You know, it goes unnoticed, like your 99% invisible hints at, but it's definitely cool. And I think I never really noticed it until being with you, where I'm just like, now I find myself like analyzing everything, like, oh, okay, that's cool that it's this color instead of that color, right? Like little details like that, and I'm just like, oh god, Lil.
Yeah, no, listen, I know I bore you to death with my design talk. Like, I forget, like, I come home with my brain still like in work mode, mm-hmm. and I start talking to you, and I know that to you it probably sounds like Chinese. Yeah. Like, what are
it's
you talking
about? It's like the Snoopy thumb.
No,
I'm kidding.
No. You know, it's.
I love totally talking cool. to you, honey. That is not true. No. So yes. Yeah, so to round it out, thank you for joining me on today's episode. You're always welcome.
My pleasure.
Whenever you want to join in and take your editing bore you guys with headphones design talk. Off and coming in and joining us. I know Benzi is probably upset she missed this episode because she always goes back to our episode 10. If you want to catch Leo again, he's on our Platonic Myth episode.
That feels like forever ago.
Forever ago. It was like 25 episodes ago?
At least a year ago.
Yeah. And so that one is one of our favorites, and it's because you and Junes are on it.
That's
so
hilarious.
Hopefully we'll get Junes now when he gets out of his he like ghosts while he's
in school. I think he's finishing up some finals right
and
now.
Then we'll pull him back in and have an episode with you guys. And just as usual, rate, subscribe, review.
Yes. If there's one thing we can ask of you, if you're listening to this, if you're still hanging on and you didn't get bored by all our podcasts, I will say it helps so much to leave reviews, to rate.
Yeah.
Because we want to share this podcast with people. We want people to find it. You know, we care a lot about, you know, our audience, and, you know, we want to help you guys. And we're improving the podcast. You know, we're trying to, you know, just like we love these podcasts so much. So we're trying to
incorporate some of those things into this.
And this is fun. Like, Wilkie and I, this started as a passion project. Wilkie literally said, maybe I can do a podcast one day. And it was just a thing that happened organically.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew how to edit audio. And obviously, I can design, you know, the cover art or whatever.
Yeah, and Benzi and I were just natural conversationalists.
These girls were meeting every week talking anyway. So it was like, why not put a microphone in front?
So I hope we are on your top five. You know?
I like that. I like
that. And you guys can share us with your friends. And I hope we're like friends to you guys, because I think that's fun too, to be feel like you're part of the conversation. So join the conversation and leave us comments on Instagram. We love it when you do. We'll see you next week with Benzi.
Yes.
Will join us. And so have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.